When I joined Tumblr, a photo blogging site, I was in awe of all the beautiful people. I too wanted to be internet famous, to be appreciated for my beauty. I honestly believed with nice clothes, a cool camera, and a little luck, that thousands of internet users would love me too. It was an escape that let me be the person I felt I could never be in real life. My own faults and insecurities were hidden behind a computer screen. The praise I never got from my family and peers created the need for compliments, likes, and reblogs. The problem was not that I enjoyed the attention, but mistaking this praise for validation of my beauty and intelligence, instead of taking it at face value for what it really was, the internet. But how could I resist slipping into a world where it's so easy to add who loves you and delete who doesn't? Photoshop and Picnic gave me that whiter smile I could never get with my non-existent dental coverage. I said I was born in Hollywood instead of Orange County to sound more glamorous. Whenever I got on social networks, my sister saw my confidence waver, and she decided to intervene. She explained to me that the people who are loved on Tumblr rarely live up to their images in reality, and told me to get a grip, because this wasn't real beauty. After a while, becoming comfortable with myself again, I closed the Photoshop apps and changed my profiles back to the truth. I finally acknowledged that the internet was majorly contributing to my insecurities. I came to terms with the truth, realizing I wasn't flawed, but my thinking was. Now, I only offer the real me, flaws included, and surprisingly, people don't mind. My followers haven't unfollowed me because my teeth aren't perfectly white, or my hair isn't done. And maybe these insecurities were just virtual, too. With a perspective, I'm Bianca Brooks.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.